Cred Powell, who represents Part City in the Heber area, said that under a new procedure, proposed bills are not being heard yet in standing committees. That could be delayed a week or more. Speaking to us last Friday, he said the legislature for the first time had what they call a base budget week.
And this is the first time we've done this in the 6 years that I've served in the legislature. Rather than having agencies come in and ask for new money and what kind of new funding is available, we're taking an entire week and just going through their last year's budget. And before we even settle on what the base budget that they'll build on is, we're going into that base budget and saying, how did you spend your money last year? What programs do you have in this agency? How are they working? Do you really need this money? So it's a way to recognize efficiencies and savings.
He said some departments will be easier to cut than others.
For instance, I was in the committee that I chair, Retirement and Independent Entities, in the Department of Human Resource Management yesterday. Really, without much pain, the director and the committee agreed to $1.2 million in cuts in the Department of Human Resource Management. And that was just kind of some extra money that had just not been used and had been budgeted but was in their budget, but they didn't need it. Some of the committees, as you can imagine, are much harder to find those kind of savings in. But it is all budget this week. And even Monday and part of Tuesday of next week. So it's going to delay us quite a bit. And as you say, with the record number of bills being filed, legislative leaders have actually announced the goal that they want fewer bills passed this year.
We asked Powell his reaction to Governor Gary Herbert's State of the State speech last week. Powell liked one of the governor's opening lines that upon introducing new Attorney General Sean Reyes, Herbert said that breaking or bending ethics laws cannot be tolerated. Powell said that was a validation of the House's extensive investigation into former AG John Swallow. He admitted the governor touched on some of the same old topics, like education, but Powell said there will be an added emphasis this year on air quality.
Legislators are hearing from all quarters across party lines that they really want some very specific things done, and I think Governor Herbert, for him to in the speech to say that wood burning really should not be happening, that we need to prohibit that and we need to move something somewhere else, I think that he's staking out some new positions on air quality.
On the topic of the state expanding Medicaid, he said the governor is taking a compromise approach.
Governor Herbert, I think, has taken a very reasonable, measured approach and recognized, as he said in his state address, that we have a significant population of Utahns who need to be covered under a Medicaid-like approach. And there are many legislators who oppose that. But I think, as Governor Herbert has said, we can craft an approach. Several other states, such as Arkansas, have been able to work out agreements with the federal government to use essentially the same money to purchase insurance in the private marketplace in a way that will be more efficient. So I'm very encouraged by the fact that Governor Herbert and others are willing to accept the money under some form to provide the coverage. And I was frankly surprised to hear Speaker Lockhart in the House now say that she was not in favor of Medicaid expansion, and that concerns me. We've got to come to a compromise on this issue.
Finally, Powell said he's proposing some bills on campaign finance reform. Those are similar, he said, to some ideas coming from Senator Todd Weiler.
He's talking about when lobbyist organizations can donate basically volunteer time and any other free assets to a campaign. Right now, that's really off book. It doesn't get declared. And by the same token, I have a bill that will say whenever you receive something from a lobbyist, my bill adds an additional column on your campaign finance contribution disclosure form that will have you check a box. So in the legislator's mind, or the candidate, this would apply at county levels as well, official would know, oh, this person is a lobbyist.
House Representative Cred Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.